You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Jim Fossil, as Giants coach, made a real impact on the organization, took the team to the Super Bowl in 2000, and did, I think, a very underrated job as head coach of the New York Giants. His quarterback was Kerry Collins, who joins us right now to remember his coach who passed away at the age of 71. Kerry, I know it must be a difficult time for you. Really appreciate a few minutes. It's Chris Carlin here in New York City. How are you?
Sure, Chris. Doing well. Yeah, it's a sad day, man. I'll tell you, Jim did a lot for me, both personally and professionally. And, you know, even after my Giants days, I stayed in touch with him, and we talked from time to time. And I just hate to hear the news. It's just a really sad day.
Kerry, when you think of Jim Fossil, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
How supportive he was of me and the opportunity that he gave me when I came to the Giants. He always said, you know, people come into each other's lives at the right time. And he needed a quarterback, and I needed the opportunity. And so we found each other at a time when we both needed each other. And so beyond that, he was a friend. He was a confidant. He was somebody that was incredibly supportive of me. He's an advocate of mine, even after I left the Giants. So there are very few people, if anyone, has had a greater impact on my professional career than Jim Fossil.
Kerry, when you think about that time when you joined the team and the first time you met Jim, it was obviously a crossroads time in your career. What struck you in that first meeting? What did he say to you in that first meeting?
Well, he asked me some honest questions, and he told me this numerous times. He said, "I gave you every chance to make excuses for everything that had gone on," and he said, "You didn't. You owned everything, and you were accountable for everything." And he could tell that I was committed to making a change and making a difference. So I think that's what started off our relationship. Is the fact that we were really honest with each other right off the get go. There was no BS. It was just, hey, this is where we're at. You know, we're giving you a chance. We'd like to give you, you know, eventually they said they'd like to give me a chance. And Jim was the one that was the guy who led the charge for me. So I owe a tremendous amount of gratitude to him for my career and the way I was able to turn it around and for what it became after that.
Kerry, how about Jim, the offensive mind? That's why he was brought here by George Young. And when you think about him as an offensive coach, what struck you right away about how he wanted to do things?
Well, I think I thought of it in two ways. First, from a personal standpoint, he made me a better quarterback. He changed some things technique-wise that he saw that he felt could help me. And also, just from a big perspective, from a philosophical perspective, to say, look, let's eliminate your bottom 20% throws, okay? Just eliminate. Let's do what we can to eliminate those. He said, and you're going to thrive. You're going to take off. And I bought into that, and he helped me along the way with that. And that was a huge difference for me to get back to being a good quarterback. And as far as offensively, he had a great mind for offense. He had his offense. He knew what he wanted to do with it. He was good with protections. And he's very quarterback friendly. I mean, he's a quarterback's guy through and through. I mean, he loved coaching quarterbacks. He loved being around quarterbacks. So it was all geared to giving us to have the best chance of success week in and week out.
Kerry Collins, former Giants quarterback, joining us to remember Jim Fossil, his late coach who passed away at the age of 71. Take me to that beginning of that 2000 season, Kerry. I don't know that anybody was necessarily on the outside thinking Super Bowl, but here's a team that year ended up going 12-4, and we'll get to the guarantee in a second, but what were the things that you will remember the most about the season leading up to getting to Tampa?
Well, if you look at our team at the time, and we had a great defense. I mean, Jesse and Strahan and Hammer and all those guys, I mean, we already had the defensive place. The offense just needed to pick it up, right? I mean, the offense needed to pick up the slack. And really, it was a time when guys were just starting to come in their own. Tiki, you know, had a little rough start, but you know, he was primed for success. Amani was a young guy. He tried to prove himself. Ike Hilliard. And then myself, you know, who had a little bit of success in Carolina, but you know, I was on the way back to playing good football again too. So, I think his innovation offensively, and things we were doing, and the combination of a group of talented, skill players and a solid offensive line and the right offense is what made that season what it was. And, man, that was a special year, and culminating with my favorite moment as a pro with the 41-0 game in the championship game against the Vikings. I mean, that was just the culmination of a great season, but what a great day. And it holds a special place in my football memory for sure.
I want to ask you a little more deeply about that in a second, but the guarantee, when he goes into that press conference and does what he does, did you guys have any idea that was coming, and what was the reaction when you saw him do that?
We had no idea. We were in the dark about that, but obviously we rallied around that. I mean, to know that he believed enough in us, because at the time we were kind of sputtering a little bit. We were, you know, maybe around 500, I think, and you know, for him to say this team's good enough to go to the playoffs and we're going, and man, we just rallied off of that big time. And man, we got in the playoffs, and of course, you know, it was kind of a tough game out there in San Fran. But that's who Jim was. I mean, he was willing to take some risks, and you know, but just the fact that we knew he believed in us and knew that team could go to the playoffs, you know, that would give us all the confidence we needed.
Was there a time during that run where you knew that this was turning into a special year?
I did. Are you talking about in 02?
In 2000, the Super Bowl run. Right. After you made the guarantee,
right,
after you guys started getting on a roll.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we just started clicking offensively. I think you know, we really started growing ourselves and really got to be really efficient. We were scoring points. We weren't turning the ball over, and the defense just played great. I mean, the whole year. I mean, they were fantastic. So, you know, we just got more and more confidence as it went on. We kept getting wins, and you know, I know. You know, we got a big win against Pittsburgh at home and late in the year, and you know, towards the end of Jacksonville was another game. So I mean, you know, we were hitting on all cylinders by the time the end of the season came around.
Kerry Collins is with us. Just a couple of more for you, Kerry. Remembering, of course, Jim Fossil, who passed away. When you think about that 41-0 game, it was a barrage from the beginning. It was just an absolute blowout, and it turned into basically a three-hour party at Giants Stadium. your interactions with Jim in and around after that game, what do you remember?
Oh, you know, obviously during the game, you never really relax until it's over, right? It's kind of an athlete's mentality. But I just remember after the game, like, sharing a special moment with him, and I have a picture of it that I had hung up, where it was just, you know, we both felt like we were entwined, you know, in our journeys together. And, you know, from where we started with that meeting we talked about before to that point, it was just a mutual appreciation of each other and what we had gone through to get to that point. And what a fantastic day. I mean, it was a special day to share with him and everybody else there. And again, my favorite memory is a pro. Mm-hmm.
When you, I mean, I hate to bring up the San Francisco game, but I just want to know what was talked about with him. What did he tell the team after a game like that in the playoffs?
Well, we were all shaken, right? I mean, it was just an incredible game from the standpoint of I've never been in a game that momentum had shifted that much. I mean, we were almost incredulous at the fact that we lost. Well, we were incredulous that we lost the game. And then the way it ended, you know, with the botched snap and the offense, the penalty that should have been called, and you know we had a penalty call. It was a lot to process at the time, and I think everybody was just kind of shocked. And you know, we talked about it some after that, and after we calmed down. And, you know, we talked about what could have been, what should have been. I mean, all the things that you do when you have a tough loss like that. So, you know, but Tim was resilient. I mean, he not only survived in New York as a coach, but he thrived at times. I mean, he had some good years, made the playoffs, I think, three times. You know, you know, I know from our standpoint, I mean, we had some pretty good teams. You know, Super Bowl run was great, and 0-2. I mean. You know, our offense was playing as well at the end of that year as we had the 5 years I've been there. So, I look back very fondly at those times and those teams, and Jim's certainly a huge part of that.
Kerry, in 04, in 03 rather, his last year, and as it turned out, your last year with the Giants as well, because they were drafting Eli and you wanted to go to a situation where you get a chance to compete for the job. With Jim, when he announced that he was resigning, you know, he kind of found out from Ernie and John Mara where they were headed in terms of making a change. What was kind of the feeling among the team as that's happening? Because it's so rare that you see a coach that's actually around for the last few games when you know this is going to be it for him.
Yeah, it's sad. And the guys that have been there with him for a while, you know, you're reflective. You know, you're in the middle season. You're still trying to win games. But we know the kind of the breakup is coming and the end is near. I mean, it hurt your heart a little bit. But we all know it's a tough business. And felt that you know, we all come out the other end of it. And you know, I was glad to see Jim get an opportunity in Baltimore. And, of course, I went on to other things. So, you know, it's just the nature of the business. You know, the time that we spent together there from a personal level, that lasted. I mean, that bond lasted. I mean, again, we would talk and, you know, something came up, you know, that, like, I remember during – when I was with the Titans in 08 and we were having that great run, he, you know, he'd call and say, you know, great job. And I think the last time I talked to him was when I got inducted into the College Hall of Fame. He called and was just, you know, so nice and congratulatory about that. So, you know, we were able to stay in touch throughout the years, and I always appreciated his friendship.
Last two, and one of them is just simply this. Were you surprised? Why do you think it was that he didn't get another opportunity as a head coach?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one to figure out. I'm not sure what all went down, but the times that I talked to him after that, I could tell there was some bitterness in his voice and some disappointment that he didn't get another chance. It's a head scratcher for me because I certainly think that he deserved to get another chance. You know, if not a head coach, certainly as a coordinator. So, that's a good question. I'm still kind of puzzled by that.
And Kerry, you've talked a lot about him, but when somebody asks you about Jim Fassel, what do you want them to know about him that the outsider wouldn't know?
The guy had a big heart. He had a big heart. I mean, he loved his players. I know he loved his family. He loved football. He loved coaching for the Giants. I mean, he loved coaching for the Giants and coaching in New York. And he's the kind of guy who would do anything for you. I mean, he really did. I know I could pick up the phone if I ever needed anything. I could call him up and he could do everything he could for me. So really just a quality human being that is going to be sorely missed.
And you know, I just thought of it, and I apologize. I would have asked it earlier because you talked about his heart. He did so much around 9/11. That experience, being around him, being around the team as this city is going through that, what was that experience like and his leadership in that spot?
Yeah, he showed real compassion and leadership for everybody involved in that and what was going on then and awareness of, you know, the gravity of the situation and what the community was going through at that time. And certainly was going to do whatever it took for the community to know that the Giants were with them and that we were feeling the pain with them. And he was fantastic in that role. I mean, he really was a guy that understood what it meant and what it meant to be a part of that and to be the leaders that we needed to be.
Kerry, I know it's a tough day, as we said, and I really appreciate your generosity of your time. Thank you for joining us tonight to remember Coach Fossil.
You bet, Chris. Thanks.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.